the figure is about 90s, you know, per 100,000, while we're somewhere like 31 or 32. And compared to other countries in Asia, like Vietnam and China, we're actually ahead. We have more breast cancer cases. Now, if we split, or if we look at different statistics, for example, in the States first, among women, breast cancer is number one. And of course, hindi tayo magpapatalo. Here in the Philippines, we're number one. We have breast cancer as number one, and cervical cancer, which is number two, is a far second. Malayo number two siya. All right, so maybe this time we need to look for some divine help. And there's no other saint to invoke to than Saint Agatha of Catania, and I'll tell you why. Okay, Saint Agatha is the also known as the patroness of nurses. It's now the most, well, it used to be, not the most widely, most popular subspecialty in medicine. Lahat naman doktor gusto maging nurse natin. So, St. Agatha is also patroness of nurses. It's frequently invoked during earthquakes and breast diseases, right up our alley in the Philippines. Having a lot of earthquakes, breast cancer, and of course we have probably the most number of nurses as well. Okay. Now, a little background about St. Agatha. She has a little picture of St. Agatha. Good. She was born of an illustrious family back in Sicily, in Italy, and during the 3rd century. And she consecrated herself, her life to the works of the Lord. And so, ano bang mga vows ng a modern day nun? Huh? Ano bang mga vows nila? Obedience, chastity, tsaka poverty. Yan. Wala si Ma'am Bipet ng lahat. Tama ba? Obedience lang, pasaway kayo eh. Ayoko na sabihin yung dalawa. Alright. So, she did that. No? Now, unfortunately, as if time never changes, there was this senator. Senator, powerful, no? Itong senator, may crush sa kanya. So, hindi pwede, sabi ni St. Agatha. Hindi ako pwede kasi may vow ako ng chastity. So, na-turn down siya ni, ano tawag natin doon? Na-busted. Ano ba? Ano bang mas modern na term for that? O yun, na-dump. Ayan, sige. Now, this jilted suitor, Senator Chintian, he then punished her. And there were two versions of how she was punished. One goes like she was tied to a tree, stripped, and her breasts were cut off using these instruments, no? Used to cut branches and twigs of trees at that time, all right? And the other version goes like she was stretched out on a rack, her body was, iron hooks were placed on her body, and again, her breasts were cut off and crushed. So, if you see this picture of a saintly figure with a halo and her breasts on a plate, this actually represents Saint Agatha. And on the last moment when she died, because who could withstand that kind of agony? Now, this is the picture of how her last moments were. She said the prayer. She said, "Lord, my Creator, you have taken me from the love of the world and given me patience to suffer. Receive now my soul." So maybe we can take this little prayer also, St. Agatha, and share with our mga boss, mga senator, all those who are higher up, no, for them to, maybe they can share with us a bit, no, share our suffering, and so that we can have a better world to live in. All right. Now you might ask, so what's a surgeon like me doing here in the, talking to you about breast cancer? Well, one of the presidents of a society mentioned that, let's face it, we do not have any effective cancer therapies other than surgery, and surgery remains the most effective therapy we have, and in a large part of the world like ours, it may be the only therapy we have. So this is alluding to the idea that surgery indeed provides the best chance of cure for a lot of cancers and has cured a lot of cancers this way. If we look at different parts of the world, like Europe, we see that there's surgeons are indeed in the forefront of cancer care. In Europe, Alex Eggermont leads the biggest organization of European cancer organizations, or the ECCO. He's also said to be a surgeon and a rare hybrid because he also dabbles in drug development. In North America, or in the US, the biggest organization of oncologists is called the ASCO, or the American Society of Clinical Oncologists. Every year, when there's a meeting, there are about over 30,000 delegates all over the world assembled in the ASCO meeting. And the ASCO was recently led by its CEO, or Chief Executive Officer, a surgeon by the name of Dr. Charles Balch, who is also the editor-in-chief of the Annals of Surgical Oncology. Now, President Bush, a few years ago, appointed to be the head of the biggest cancer research agency, that of the National Cancer Institute. Dito sa NCI, nagagaling yung pondo para mag-research ng cancer. Otherwise, we won't have any of these medicines that we use. Okay, so it's very important that this funding goes to research. And President Bush appointed another surgeon by the name of Dr. Andrew von Eschenbach to be the director for some time. And because of his good works, na-promote siya, and later on he became the director of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is once led by a surgeon as well. Now, in his stead, because he got promoted, President Bush appointed another surgeon by the name of Dr. John Niger Hoover, who used to be the chairman of surgery at Stanford University. Of course, not to be outdone, dito naman, no? Our own Secretary of Health, no? The highest position in our country, no? Is now led by a surgeon by the name of Dr. Ona, who also comes from, proudly also comes from the UP. UPPGH. Now, at the university, we try to do our best in fighting cancer as well. With the help of our friends from the industry, we have set up a breast care center where we see over 500 patients a week of the most indigent. These are people who come to you and tell you na wala. Yung 3 meals a day is a problem already. No? How can they see a patient? So we try our best, no? Even if reject ka pa naman, no? Wala akong sweldo sa PGH for the past 15 years. So we try our best, no? And this is what we do. And from time to time, we would publish what we call evidence-based guidelines, no, for the other for doctors naman, so that we can share our knowledge in terms of diagnosis and management of cancers and publish it in journals. And then every year we would have a postgraduate course called Mastery in Surgery, where we give updates in the management of cancer as well. Totoo yun, na wala akong sweldo for 15 years. And going on. Now, so this is our topic, Breast Cancer 101. What is breast cancer? What is breast cancer? Well, first, it can appear in many forms. It can appear as a tiny dot, no? Para lang siyang dots sa mammography. No? Itong mga dots na to may represent cancer in its earliest form. So it can appear as a dot on a mammogram, or what we call microcalcifications. It can appear as a bubul or a lump within the breast, anywhere in the breast, under the areola, etc. Or it may come out of your breast, and these are patients who come to us in the more advanced state, or in fact consume the entire breast, and These are what we call, these are called patients with advanced breast cancer, and in this, the problem here is that there's a high chance na meron ng kalat. And very important message, I guess. Pag may kalat na, wala nang, we don't have a cure yet. We're still trying to find the cure, but such a state when it has metastasized is called incurable. It's incurable, but we can manage it or treat it. And there have been, having said that, no, there have been women who have a long, long survival, even with metastatic disease. But again, it is incurable at that point. No? So we wouldn't like to reach it in this point. No? The males among us, yung mga lalaki dito, baka sabihin nyo, ah, wala kaming cancer, ay wala kaming breast cancer, ay hindi. No? Mali. Meron ding male breast cancer, although mas konti. Now, what are the signs and symptoms? Ano bang nararamdaman ng isang babae may breast cancer? Usually, wala. Kung hindi, isang bukol lump or a breast lump. 75% of patients, they present with a lump. About 15% of cases will present with some breast pain or tenderness. Therefore, karamihan ng babaeng merong kirot sa breast, hindi cancer. Mas nakakatakot ang, o mas problema, o mas mag-iisip tayo ng cancer kapag may bukol na hindi masakit. No? So the idea is to look for a breast lump, no, before it, so that we can treat it early. No? These other signs and symptoms, medyo late na eh. No? Kung meron ng tinatawag nating pulle orange or parang orange skin na yon, no? Or there's swelling of the upper arm, nipple inversion, all these are all symptoms which are, or signs which are pretty late. Okay. Now, this is the most important question that we all ask. What causes cancer? What causes breast cancer? The first answer here, the quick answer is, here is, we don't know. And nobody knows yet. Theory that hormones may cause cancer because we use anti-hormones, and we see that pag mataas ng hormone level or matagal ang hormone na exposure sa katawan, parang mas maraming cancer, pero it's not absolute. All of you, all of us, we have hormones. I have hormones too, no? But apparently it doesn't hit all of us. So really, we don't know. Pretty much it can be random. But of course, we have a lot of what we call risk factors. These are characteristics ng tao or katangian ng isang tao na nagpapataas ng chance ng may breast cancer. For example, the number one katangian ng tao na nagpapataas ay pagkababae. Bakit? The male to female ratio is 1 is to 120. That means bawat isang lalaki na magkakaroon ng breast cancer may 120 or more, ha? More women with breast cancer. So, yung pagkababae ang siyang pinakamataas na risk factor. Right? Sana, pwedeng, ang babae pwedeng maging lalaki. Or ang, pare, pwede, no? Minsan, okay. Lalaki pwedeng maging babae, no? But in most cases, hindi. And that's why it's hard to prevent. Dahil ganun ang sitwasyon, mahirap iwasan. That's one, no? Gender, sex. Now, ano yung pangalawa? Edad. Age. Kasi it is 10 times. Meaning, if we separate the younger and the older, bawat isang young may 10 old. Ganun. So, 10 times ang risk. And you look at the rest of the factors na sinasabi nyo, sabi ni Ma'am Bibet kanina, eh, ano daw, what were you saying, na pwedeng cause, no? Tight bra, deodorant, kung ano-ano pa, no? Hindi siya risk factor eh. And you look at the other risk factors like having a family history, that only gives you around 2 times, no? Family history around 2 times risk. So, it's not as big an impact. Ang mas malaking problema ay talagang pagkababae at pagtanda. And the rest are all mas maliit na factors, right? So actually, kung pwede nating gawing babae, lalaki ang babae, edi hindi mas mababa na talaga yung ating chance ng breast cancer, no? Now, for example, tingnan natin yung age, no? Age from birth to 39 years old, but under 40, ang chance is 1 in 229. Parang malaki, malayo pa. Between 40 to 59, it's about 1 in 24. And then 60 to 79, it's 1 in 14. And then the lifetime risk, it went up as high as 1 in 7. In the United States, if you were a woman in the United States, the chance is about 1 in 7 in your lifetime. Bawat pitong babae, isang magkakaroon. Right? Ganun karami doon. No? Tayo mas konti, pero you know, we're about that range, highlighting the significance of age as you get older. Ethnicity, or saan, what race you're from, no? Kung what race you belong to. Depende kung Hispanic, white, Japanese, Filipino, Japanese or Chinese or whatever, there are corresponding rates as well. So, possible risk factor din siya, no? Not as big. Or also, yung gene, no? Sinasabi na genetic factor. Wow, meron daw tayong mga genes na posibleng mag-cause ng breast cancer. Well, there are, but this only accounts for a small percentage, no? The highest about 20%, no? Ang merong genetic abnormality. So, hindi rin marami. So, again, most breast cancers are what we call sporadic. Basta na lang nakakaroon. Alright. This is the gene that has been identified. It's called the BRCA1 gene. Kaya lang, ang hirap i-study, no? At ang haba-haba ng gene at ang dami, ang complex, no? ng gene. But if you have that, if you inherit, no? Kung mana mo sa iyong nanay, yung mutation na yun or yung change dun sa gene na yun, your chance for breast cancer can go as high as what, 85%. And not only that, no, the other cancers like ovarian cancer and possibility of colon, prostate cancer for men can also be altered or pwedeng tumaas ng konti. So this, hopefully we can get to identifying kung meron bang problema ang mga genes later on. Kasi sa ngayon, ang hirap pang i-identify at i-examine. Now, ito yung pinaka-popular, dietary factors. Mga pagkain, ano ba dyan ang healthy, kuya ba, ano? Durian ba is included already? Mangosteen, whatever, no? Daming juice dyan, carrot. Every time I see a patient would ask, oh, okay ba itong carrot juice? Ganon, no? E tapos Newsweek, Time Magazine, lahat nakapascale, no? In their front cover. And even in our own dailies, meron ding about health supplements, about herbal supplements, etc. Now, what's the lowdown? No? Now, first thing we have to understand or to know is that, well, there are dangerous supplements. Huh? Consumer Reports put up a store report on the 12 most dangerous supplements. There are many out there, no, that can be dangerous. No? So first, beware. Not all supplements are what of course they claim to be, and that's why they put no approved therapeutic claims. No, the Tagalog translation of that ay hindi ito gamot, hindi ito nagpapagaling ng anumang sakit. Okay, yun ang ibig sabihin ng no approved therapeutic claims. So kung meron nun, hindi siya gamot, supplement siya, and some of them can be dangerous. All right. But I don't like naman to dismiss lahat. Sabihin natin, ay, lahat yan, kwak, lahat yan, hindi okay. No? Tanggapin lang natin at we have to understand that it's being, there's growing interest and acceptance. Bakit? Napaka-frustrating yung standard treatment. Eh. Yung dyan, may mga nakakalbo, no? Of course, meron din gumaganda. Depende sa inyo, some say na pumapangit kami, umiitim yung kuko, nasusuka, ganun, no? So, very frustrating, there are side effects, and sometimes there's lack of complementary treatment. Kasi, the alternative practitioners are viewed with a better approach sometimes. So how? Kasi the alternative practitioners will say, ah, come to me, I will give you this this concoction, itong juice na to, aba, ano to, very healthy, walang side effect. Most of all, gagaling ka. ba? Baka ganun, eh, wala naman sila. Well, there's no license to give up, so no problem. Sometimes, no, not enough background, and so ganun na lang. And sometimes, business, di ba? Kaya, yan ang problema, no? Now, however, we don't like to say lahat yan hindi okay, no? Hindi naman pwede ganun. Bakit? There was one, at one time, no, this is Dr. Alexander Fleming, who discovered penicillin, di ba? Penicillin is such a wonder drug of its time. Galing yan sa bread mold, no? Sa amag ng tinapay. Na notice niya, uy, nakakamatay pala ito ng bakterya. Aba, edi okay. Kaya lang, penicillin sat on my shelf for 12 years. No? While I was called a quack. Quack daw siya. Kasi nung dati, sabi ng mga ibang doktor, ay nako, ano yung amag na yan? Wala yan. Ganun, no? And I can only think of the thousands who died needlessly because my peers would not use my discovery. So, we don't want to fall into this same situation as well. No? But the problem is, it's made the process may be tedious. No? But we want to make sure that what we use for cancer or for any woman or for any person for that matter is based on evidence. No? For example, itong drug na it's called paclitaxel. No? Isa sa mga wonder drugs din that we use. It was discovered in 1964. No? Were you born yet? No, I wasn't born yet. Isolated from the bark of the Pacific yew tree, sa isang tree, galing sa bark. At that time, sabihin mo, ano ba? From the bark of a tree.